now at 11:02, according to that very same WMFO digital clock. You are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's two, no, more than that, of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. It's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have been double-dong daring you since 1990. People ask why, but they really know, don't they? Right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank, coming up in around about 90 minutes, somewhere around the midnight 30 hour, it will be time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. And otherwise, it's just a free association night. You know I'm busy. You know I'm a busy gal. And it's true. So, that's when I let you, the listeners, do all the work. And then I just get to, like, look at a list and think about what I want to do. Or not. No. I always try to hit everything, but there aren't enough days in the week to really make that happen. But you all get crazy over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook group when I call free association. So just know that that door has closed. That window. That whatever. I will associate freely no more than I already have. That's what I'm saying. Okay. All right. Thank you very much. And so with that, as though that didn't give you the, that didn't make you feel secure about a thing or two, this should make you remember just who you're dealing with here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Crazy Daisy doesn't faze me, but Hairy Cherry, very scary. Oh no, oh no, oh no, oh no. Jack and Jill went on the zipper. Jack got sick, but Jill felt chipper. Oh no, oh no, oh no, oh no.
Guanji, why aren't you singing?
All I ever get to do is that jazz. I want to sing the lead.
If I've told you once, I've told you a million times, you can't sing lead.
Watch me, paratrooper, super duper, with drunken punkin, we'll leave you sunken. Oh no.
Dan was the meanest man I ever knew. He'd stomp and scream and be real mean the whole day through.
Yeah?
He'd frown a bunch, he ate nails for lunch and he'd never laugh.
Well, I'd like him.
He'd growl and yell and I heard tell he never took a bath.
Wow.
Nasty Dan.
Nasty Dan.
Was a nasty man.
Yeah?
Hard to understand that Nasty Dan.
Yeah.
Now Nasty Dan was a nasty man the whole day long.
Good for him.
He'd go where he could and he'd try real good to make things go wrong.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He'd jump for joy when a little boy would trip and fall.
Really mean.
And the only words that he ever said were, I don't like you at all.
Yeah,
nasty
right on.
Dan was a nasty man. Hard to understand that Nasty Dan. Now here's the best part. It's about a girl named Nasty Pearl.
Oh, she sounds okay too.
Nasty Pearl was a nasty girl who met Dan somehow. She said, "You're like me, rotten as can be. Let's get married now." So they went and they did and had a nasty kid. And I must confess that Dan pretty much leaves everybody alone now. And he doesn't bother anybody anymore, 'cause he just lives in his nasty old house with his nasty old wife and his nasty kid. In nasty happiness.
Far out.
Nasty Dan. He's a happy man. Hard to understand that Nasty Dan.
Wow. That was really great.
Like
and
that?
Say, aren't you Johnny Trash?
Cash. Have a rotten day.
Yeah. Wow. There goes my kind of guy.
Come on, Stu Ball.
Run.
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 I took $2 as a racehorse track.
Run.
Run.
Said I'm gonna get 50 back.
Yeah.
When I watch them horses to get in line.
Run. Run.
A horse named Stu Ball showed it fine.
Yeah.
With the odds were 9-1-3.
Run.
I then Stu Ball smiled and he winked at me.
Run, run, come on, run, 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 giddy up, run.
So I bet on Stu Ball, 'cause he might win, win, win.
I bet on Stu Ball, 'cause he might win. So I bet on Stu Ball, 'cause he might win, win.
I need the money.
Stu Ball, 'cause he might win.
Now them horses took off lightning fast.
Run,
run.
Old Stu Ball, he was a running line. Off like a man of war.
Run, run, come on, run, 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 giddy up, run. I bet on Stu Ball, 'cause he might win, win, win. I bet on Stu Ball, 'cause he might win.
The rain just kept on pouring down.
Run.
And then all the brothers sleeping, sliding around.
Yeah.
Well, somebody slapped me on the back.
Run.
Say, Stu Ball left, but it's back.
My bread went bad. has lost any sense of what's right or wrong in the darkest black confusion of the night. Of what's right or wrong in the darkest black confusion of the night.
A sleep break.
Like when the mailman goes by?
No, because that's coffee time.
Well, like when the developer hobbyist from New Jersey next door starts his generator?
More like it.
Yay!
I'm programmed to receive, but I'm programmed to receive inebriated. Hand me down that walking cane.
Okay.
My hip's gone out, and I just sat on a nail. I need to fix another Pavlov cocktail. I see Marion and Tony out there.
Hi.
See Cheryl's out there. Cheryl's not feeling well today. What'd you do, Cheryl? Step on a nail?
No, sat on one.
Sandy sat on a nail.
I know.
But anyway. Hand me down that walking cane.
Oh, inside a brain. That's all you need to become a saint. Be a deer and pull my strings. Make me toys and pretty things. Your movie was great, it made me cringe. We would like to ask you what you think about the world, what you think about girls. And if I may be so bold, what is like being old? My anti-Warhol poster is up there on the wall, is up there on the wall, in between my Dali painting and the jam at the Albert Hall, and the jam at the Albert Hall. Face tube, it amazes me, things you do with glue. Can you show us what you really believe? Or is it all just paper and ink? And of course all my friends were tickled pink. We would like to tell you what we think. We want you for president. Make the country eat lots of candy bars. Increase the nation's intelligence. Give them all the calls in modern art.
Lovely baby, just 1 year, 8 months old. She looks just like her father, without the beard and paint, of course. Oh, has she got a cold? Oh, what a lovely baby. And does she have a name? We're calling her the tube for now. It's just a sobriquet. Must be some obscure saint, of course. Blessed Santa Tubriquet.
You say Ypres and I say wipers. As we dress tube, we dispute diapers. Ypres, diapers, nappies, knickers. Doty doting parents. That's done. She likes Welsh rabbit.
Men
of Harlem. Lasagna,
roots
of garlic, hamster face burger, barbecue, presto for the fast food. Falls through, a child is just a tube, an inner tube to fill with food. A tube, a speaking tube, and then a hush, a sleeping tube. And in this interlude, a tiny tube will dream of food. So you be very shush before again you fill the tube. Is just a child.
demanding, bawling, give me grub. But how can you be angry with a tube conceived in love? Sometimes she gets out of hand, a smack bum for grub one. No, you are there at her command. She stinks of change and charming this tube.
Who wants to know what's cooking? Demanding, bawling, give me grub. But how can you be angry with a tube conceived in love?
And in
sometimes she
this
gets
interlude,
out of hand,
but tiny
smack bum
will dream of food.
So you are there.
If I
before
I sing,
you
feel the
charming child.
Ah! Where are we? Uppy. Uppy.
You're still listening to your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. Wow, that's all I played? It felt like so much more. Well, because there's plenty left to go. But you've already noticed here that we determined what the appropriate measurement for this is a few weeks ago, I recall, but I don't recall now what that measurement was. We have more than a thimbleful of Bubbles in the Think Tank favorites, and even members of the Bubbles in the Think Tank stable of stars. There's been some bee's knees. We've got it all in this episode. Well, not all, but we got a lot. That's why it's gonna go long. So be ready for that. Please, please be ready for that. Please. As generous a nation as we are, sometimes instead of giving, we almost give. Almost. Don't almost give. Give! To find out how you can help, visit don'talmostgive.org. I have never gone to this site. I really should someday. It's a message brought to you by by the Ad Council. And when I was struggling with my conversation with myself last week, because I'm a really hard person to talk to, if you've never noticed this, I was trying to remember that they were in Golden, Colorado. The Ad Council used to be in Golden, Colorado. Don't know why I'm even mentioning that. Well, that makes, well, more than two of us, because there are more than two of us listening to this radio show right now. I'm sure of it. But I'm glad you, the listener, are out there right now, whether you're online or listening via the airwaves here in the greater Boston community. I like the idea of that. I really do. But we have so much more silliness to get to in this free association episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank. We love doing it. For those of you who don't know what the free association is, and I realize once I start talking about people like driving around listening, maybe I should explain this really quick. I decide I don't have enough time to put together a radio show. That's step one. Step two is I tell you that, you, the listener, over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. This is the main reason why you should be a member over there. Well, no, not the main. It's a great reason. Then all day long, people throw ridiculous words at me. I think we were up to maybe 58 in today's run. I'm not even sure. It was a lot. I was overwhelmed, as usually I am. And then, whatever these songs make me think of, I pull them. And I play as many of them as I can in the time that I have available to me. And that's what free association is here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Wicky wacky, what do loodle, why do I love you, buddy. I love you. Well, I love you for your lips and your hips and your walk and your talk, your wiggle, your giggle. Yeah, I love you. Hey, baby, hey, love you. Why do you thrill me? And your hips, and your walk, and your talk, your wiggle, your giggle, yeah! You thrill me. Oh, oh, yes, you thrill me. Why do I love you? Thrill me? Oh, honey, thrill me? Oh, do you thrill me? Oh, yes, you thrill me. Oh, well, you thrill me for your lips and your hips and your walk and your talk. You wiggle, you giggle. Oh, honey, you thrill me. Oh, yes, honey, you thrill me. Oh, ho, yes, now. You thrill me.
Was for men alone. Oh, no, you take Tom Jefferson, Ben Franklin, John Hancock. There's a hell of a guy for you right there. All these men had wives. They probably had a few broads on the side, too. These women wanted freedom just as much as their men did. But, gals, I wonder, do we? I think it's time that we women thought about it a bit. Hell, I think it's time we did something about it. So come on, fellow females of the 20th century. Be glad that you're an American. Proclaim your freedom. Stand at attention. Pledge allegiance. And bounce your boobies. Get into the swing. Bounce your boobies. The swing is everything. Makes no difference if they're big or small. As long as you give them your all. Something to give. But it sure looks like it sometimes. Just look around you. Men stick out all over the place. Big fat cigars. Big fat stomachs. And just where they should stick out, where is it? Yes, girls, we know what we've got and we know what they're worth. So come on, gals. Let's get into the swing of things. Give your boobies some freedom. All together now. Bounce your boobies. We'll let them rock and roll. Nudge your knockers. Keep them hot and so. Just admit it, gals. It sure feels great to feel them swinging. Ooh, titillate. Bounce your boobies.
Munching on a cheesecake.
Cheesecake.
Cheesecake, gobble, gobble, cheesecake, gobble, gobble, cheesecake.
Cheesecake.
Cheesecake, gobble, gobble, cheesecake, gobble, gobble, cheesecake.
Cheesecake.
Cheesecake, munching on a cheesecake, munching on a cheesecake.
Cheesecake.
Oh, cheesecake, munching on a cheesecake, munching on a cheesecake.
Cheesecake.
A cheesecake, gobble, gobble, cheesecake, gobble, gobble, cheesecake.
Cheesecake.
A cheesecake, gobble, gobble, cheesecake, gobble, gobble, cheesecake.
Cheesecake.
My girl, she's crazy over cheesecake all the time. So I bring her cheesecake, and she treats me mighty fine. Da-da-da-da-da, cheesecake, munching on a cheesecake, munching on a cheesecake.
Cheesecake.
Ba-da-ba-da, cheesecake, munching on a cheesecake, munching on a cheesecake.
Cheesecake.
Cheesecake, gobble, gobble, cheesecake, gobble, gobble, cheesecake.
Cheesecake.
A cheesecake, gobble, gobble, cheesecake, gobble, gobble, cheesecake.
Cheesecake.
Cheesecake, munching on a cheesecake, munching on a cheesecake.
Cheesecake.
Come over here, I want to see you. Now listen to me, I'm not going to have that red-headed fella running around in the lobby. If you want to keep him up in your room, you'll have to keep him in a trap.
You can't catch him.
Who is he?
It's my partner, but he don't speak.
Oh, it's your silent partner. Well, anyhow, you wired me about some property. I've thought it over. Now, I can let you have three lots watering the front, or I can let you have three lots fronting the water. Now, these lots cost me $9,000, and I'm going to let you have them for $15,000, because I like you.
I don't buy nothing.
What?
I ain't got no money.
You got no money?
I ain't got a 1 cent.
How you going to pay for your room?
That's your lookout.
Oh, you're just an idle rumor.
Well, you see, we come here to make money. I read the paper and say, big boom in Florida. So we come. We're a couple of big booms, too.
Well, I'll show you how you can make some real money. I'm going to hold an auction in a little while in Coconut Manor. You know what an auction is, eh?
Yeah, I come from Italy on the Atlantic auction.
Well, let's go ahead as if nothing happened. I say I'm holding an auction in Coconut Manor, and when the crowd gathers around, I want you to mingle with them. Don't pick their pockets, just mingle with them.
I'll find time for both.
Well, maybe we can cut out the auction. Here's what I mean. If somebody says $100, you say two. Somebody says two, you say three.
Spit off.
That's right. Yeah. Now, if nobody says anything, then you start it off.
Yeah. How am I going to know when they don't say nothing?
Well, they'll probably notify you. You fool, if they don't say anything, you'll hear them, won't you?
Well, maybe I don't listen.
Well, don't tell them. Now then, if we're successful in disposing these lots, I'll see that you get a nice commission.
And how about some money?
Well, you can have your choice. Now, in arranging these lots, of course, we use blueprints. You know what a blueprint is, eh?
Yes, oysters.
How is it you never got double pneumonia?
I go around by myself.
You know what a lot is?
Yeah, it's too much.
I don't mean a whole lot, just a little lot with nothing on it.
Anytime you got it too much, you got a whole lot. Look, I explain it to you. Sometimes you don't got an officer too much, you got a whole lot. Sometimes you got a little bit. You don't think it's enough. Somebody else maybe think it's too much, it's a whole lot too. Now, it's a whole lot, it's a too much, it's too much, it's a whole lot, the same thing.
The next time I see you, remind me not to talk to you, will you?
All right, maybe
I... Come over here, Rand McNally, and I'll explain this thing to you. Now, look, this is a map and diagram of the whole Coconut section. This whole area is within a radius of approximately 3/4 mile. Radius. Is there a remote possibility that you know what radius means?
It's a WJZ.
Well, I walked right into that one. It's going to be a cinch explaining the rest of this thing to you. I can see that.
I catch on quick.
That's a rodeo you're thinking of. Look, Einstein, here's Coconut Manor. No matter what you say, this is Coconut Manor. Here's Coconut Manor. Here's Coconut Heights. That's a swamp. And right over here where the road forks, that's Coconut Junction.
Where you got Coconut Custom?
All right, that's on one of the forks. You probably eat with your knife, so you won't have to worry about that. Now, here is the main road leading out of Coconut Manor. That's the road I wish you were on. Now, over here, on this site, we're going to build an eye and ear hospital. This is going to be a site for sore eyes. You understand?
That's fine.
Now, right over here, this is the residential section.
Oh, so people live there, huh?
No, that's the stockyards. Now, all along here, this is the riverfront. And all along the river, those are all levees.
That's the Jewish neighborhood?
Well, we'll pass over that. You're a peach, boy. Now, here is a little peninsula, and here is a viaduct leading over to the mainland.
Viaduct.
I'm all right. How are you? I say, here is a little peninsula, and here is a viaduct leading over to the mainland.
All right. Viaduct.
I'm not playing ask me another. I say that's a viaduct.
All right. Viaduct. It's what that viaduct. Why no chicken?
Well, I don't know why no chicken. I'm a stranger here myself. All I know is that it's a viaduct. You try to cross over there in a chicken, and you'll find out viaduct.
I know for some place,
It's deep water, that's why a duck. It's deep water.
That's why a duck.
Look, Rim. Suppose you were out horseback riding and you came to that stream and you wanted to ford over. You couldn't make it. It's too deep.
Well, why do you want to ford if you got a horse?
Well, I'm sorry the matter ever came up. All I know is that it's a viaduct.
Well, look, all right. I catch on to why a horse, so why a chicken, why this, why that. I don't catch on to why a duck.
Now, I was only fooling. I was only fooling. They're going to build a tunnel there in the morning. Now, is that clear to you?
Yes, everything except the wire dock.
Well, that's fine. Then we can go ahead with this thing. Now, look. I'm going to take you down and show you our cemetery. I've got a waiting list of 50 people at that cemetery just dying to get in, but I like you.
Hey, you're my friend.
I like you, and I'm going to shove you in ahead of all of them.
I know you like
I'm going to see that you get a steady position.
That's good.
And if I can arrange it, it'll be horizontal. Now, remember, when the auction starts, if somebody says $100,
I say $200.
That's grand. Now, if somebody says $200,
I say $300.
That's great. Now, you know how to get down there?
No, I
don't. Now, look, River. You go down there, down that narrow path there, until you come to that little jungle there, you see it?
Where
those thatch palms are?
Yes.
And then there's a little clearing there, a little clearing with a wire fence around it. You see that wire fence there?
All right, the wire fence.
Oh, no. We're not going to go all through that again. You come along with me.
Yeah.
Toenails once it really sucked.
Really?
flip them straight across with that. They will be groaning, my friend, and you'll be walking like a drunken duck. Hooray, hooray, it's Tony Flippin' Day. Sublime, divine, it's Tony Flippin' Time. I'll clip yours and you clip mine, what a glorious day.
Zebra question. I asked the zebra, are you black with white stripes or white with black stripes? And the zebra asked me, are you good with bad habits or are you bad with good habits? Are you noisy with quiet times or are you quiet with noisy times? Are you happy with some sad days or are you sad with some happy days? Are you neat with some sloppy ways or are you sloppy with some neat ways? And on and on and on and on and on and on, and on he went. I'll never ask a zebra about stripes again.
Don't slip on the banana peels, baby. Yes.
Somebody stole my horse and wagon. My heart's heavy, my feet are dragging. I'm walking down the trail I used to ride. Some coyote from the prairie, some shy vulture from the hills, Some lie drinking salamander from out yander is the cause of my sorrow and my ills. Oh, somebody stole my horse and wagon, wampum missing and wigwam sagging. I'm a walking down the trail I used to ride. Somebody stole my pemmican porridge, beans and bacon and buckwheat storage. Pull them pins from the buffalo skins I dried. I'm walking down, down, down through the canyon with no companion by my side. I've shot a lot of snakes in this canyon, but there's a two-legged snake that better hide. Could it have been that gold prospector or that son of a bill collector who checked out with my prospective bride? Somebody stole my horse and wagon. My heart's heavy, my feet are dragging. I'm walking down the trail I used to ride. Walking down, down, down through the canyon with no companion by my side. I'd kick a great big hole in this canyon if I could bury my sorrow and my pride. Oh, somebody left a trail of rice and shoes where Indian hunted bison, but when that rice ran out, my poor heart died. Somebody stole my horse and wagon, left my heart like an empty cabin. I'm walking down the trail I used to ride. Some coyote from the prairie stole my horse and my wagon and my bride. So I'm walking down the trail I used to ride.
I hope that I shall never see all the moke monsters lined up in front of me. True repulse and total disgust. Getting rid of moke is an imperative must. These are just to name a few. We hope they don't influence you.
Moke monster!
Yonder comes a soft car, which probably won't take me very far. The organ grinder behind the wheel is hoping he can score a feel. His eyes are bulging at your bod. He thinks you are a free-loving mod.
Moke monster!
Well, there's quite a few people that drive soft cars, and they usually stop and pick us up hitchhiking because they want to beat their meat while they look at us. You know, I've had such weird offers. For instance,
you've heard them all.
This one man had a drawn-on mustache, and it was drooling down one corner of his mouth, and he had black drool coming down his mouth. So horrible. And he drove us all the way home from L.A. I couldn't believe it. And then when right after he dropped us off, he turned around and goes, $10 to eat it. And we went, ah! And we left his car, and his doors were flapping like this. They were, you know. And before he left, he screamed out the window, you know. He said, can I... Oh, what was that? Oh, I'll give you $5 a piece if I can sit and jack off while I look at your legs. Isn't that outrageous? Now, those are demented, those poor men. I feel so sorry for them. Oh, my God. And there's more of those than there is sane people.